Is it the Curtis and Tara from the Curtis and Tara show? Oh my god.
No, Burke. It's podcast time. This is the 215th episode of the Curtis and Tara show. My name is Curtis. And Tara is putting the dog away. And
I'm Tara.
And Burke is being a jerk. That's why we call them that, so it rhymes. Oh, snaps. So many exciting things to talk about. Was that the last episode, like forever, of Game of Thrones? That was,
no.
No?
Just one more.
Another season?
Episode.
One more episode?
Yes.
Oh. Ah, well. So we'll talk about that.
Everybody's like, oh my god, what will they do?
I thought, hey, it's the end. Who cares? Because nothing, I was going to talk about it later. Let's just talk about it right now. Nothing ever, I don't watch the show per se, but you've been watching it. So whenever I walk through the room or sit with you for a minute while you're watching the show between, while I'm working or whatever, I've watched a good chunk of quite a few episodes. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, you know, some of them probably almost even
you're
a whole
hooked.
Episode. I'm not at all hooked. I have no idea who any of these characters are. I know that most of
Neither
the time.
Neither do I.
Yeah. Most of the time I've come down and there's like, hey, here's 100 characters. Try to get to know them. Doesn't matter. They're all dead. Here's 100 more characters. Try to get to know them. They're all dead. Here's 100 more characters. Awesome. Also, a bunch of them seem to always be talking about dragons, and I see virtually no cool stuff ever.
They don't have the money.
And they don't have, well, obviously, they don't have the money. They have the money for the costumes. That stuff's got to be expensive, or else they just already had it all laying around before they start, like, let's do a show with these costumes. Somebody come up with something. I'm reading this book.
Like, we have all these mismatched costumes from different centuries.
Yeah, so then they jam it all together. And I get, like, if you're into that stuff, it looks great and everything, that's fine. I personally would be more into the dragon part, and some people can easily be convinced, I guess. I don't know.
You're not into the love part?
No, yeah, beyond that, it's just a very standard soap opera.
Sexy.
No,
they
not
have lots
sexy.
Of sex.
Yeah, they have lots of sex. It is far from sexy. Okay, here's the other thing about all of these TV shows that I don't know. Like, the only reason I could think that it is like, oh, well, there's lots of nudity and this and that, and it's sexy, and everybody's all sexual. First of all, some of the people look pretty gross. 99% of the sex is super rapey, and between, like, shots...
Betwixt.
Like, betwixt the shots of the sex, they usually manage to throw in a bunch of shots of either children being murdered, people being murdered, blood and guts. Somebody's always covered with something not remotely sexual at the very next scene. And, and yeah, it's just like, well, this isn't... It's not like... I don't know. It's not sexy. It's just as gross as the rest of the show. And also, I'm pretty sure we're never going to see a dinosaur for a long-ass time. And... I believe I was right about that. Like, forever, there's no dinosaurs except, I'm a dinosaur. I'm a dragon. I'm a dragon. Look at me. No, you're not. You're a lady. You're a lady on a TV show that can't afford dragons, but still wants to have them, but instead it's just going to say, we're dragons. I don't know. The last time I couldn't comprehend and was angered by a similar thing, it was dinosaurs and the Mario Brothers movie. Hey, so we're Koopa Troopas. You're what now? And we're Goombas. No, you're not. You're dinosaurs. I mean, Mario doesn't really make sense, but this movie makes way less sense. And this TV show, maybe it is just like the book. I don't know. I hear that it goes off in different directions and this and that. But, and again, I know it's like soap operas are that's totally cool. Like again, Weeds was awesome. It was the greatest show. It gave me a constant panic attack, but it was still funny and interesting and fun. I might be a little biased because it's like Kevin Nealon's there. Sign me up. Same with that was him on the Christie Alley show there when he lived down the street from Christie Alley. Like, this is all perfect. And again, it's just, it's constant. It's an, you know, something's always happening, whether it's, you know, horrible or great or just interesting. There's something to watch and to think about. This show, it's just, they're really just going to sit there for the next 5 minutes, huh? And we're just supposed to accept that they're cold or I don't know. Like, this isn't a movie. This isn't over after an hour. It keeps going for months and months. So these, you know, movie devices that you can use where it's like, we'll show and make it feel like they're sitting there and stuff is aching. And what? Yeah. Over the course of a whole season, though, all I see is a bunch of people sitting around, and they don't really talk that much. When they do, there's usually one person that's like, eh. And then somebody's just given a weird little monologue that is still just like, well, you should marry somebody. I gotta find a woman for these children. Like, that's all. Anything that's like the same thing is always happening again and again, just marrying somebody off. Then somebody gets raped. You're sleeping with this one. I'm
just like real life.
Just like real life, or more or less like Another World.
Life isn't like this one.
Or General Hospital. No, it's not. Like, it's still, I'm willing to bet that there's probably a whole chunk of it that's like, we're just going to take this directly from Melrose Place, just replace all the characters with these dirty old whatever people from all these different areas with crazy names that you can try to remember, but you won't. And have fun with that, unless you make it like, and that's how you, I mean, if it's good enough, like, that's how you create a good cult following, because it is like, oh, well, we know all the names, you know, like people that talk about Harry Potter. And when you're just like, what? Did you ask for a sandwich? No, he doesn't even understand Quidditch. Like, all right, cool, whatever. Carry on, jerk asses. It's just a movie. And, you know, I know too much about Star Wars. I know too much about a lot of dumb things, Ninja Turtles and Jurassic Park. But I don't know. With this, it's just like I don't know. Maybe I do still get outraged about stuff, but as soon as the show, like every day, like I didn't even know the show was on. I thought it was off for God knows how long, or it wasn't even on anymore, because everybody's always talking about, like, don't say anything about Game of Thrones. I just started season one. Don't say anything. I just started season two. And all I ever heard was everybody dies. If don't get hooked on any characters, everybody dies. So what is it then? Is this just a crazy, I don't even know. Just, it's like the Jesus movie. Like, let's just watch people die.
You know how, like, on Lost, when people were, main characters were dying, you're like, holy shit. Yeah. You don't know what's going to happen. Yeah.
Well, there's somebody's,
so they're just, like, taking to the extreme. Like, everybody's going to die.
Yeah, well, there's somebody's writing book that's out. It's called
Everybody Dies.
Well, no, but there is a whole thing in it where whoever the writer is, somebody who actually writes movies and stuff, somebody was talking about it on the podcast. I cannot remember what, but one of the things in the book was like, don't be afraid to murder your characters. As soon as if you're okay, if you want your character to live forever, then your story is going to suck or whatever. Don't be afraid to murder them. And I'm like, no, it depends on what you're doing. I mean, you know, you don't murder Leonardo, right? Like, sure, he's hurt for most of them. No, the Ninja Turtle. You know, he can be down for a while.
You can't murder Leonardo DiCaprio.
You can't murder one
it's
of the
in
neutrals.
His contract,
You
people.
Can't murder Leonardo DiCaprio. You just can't. Not in a movie where he's playing himself, anyway.
Well,
but I mean, but I do love it. Like, that, my favorite thing is when
I think three is better than four.
Mm-hmm. Three, season three?
No.
Are you saying Ninja Turtles 3?
Yeah.
Are you, what?
Who's the blue guy? What does he even do? What's his fucking?
That's Leonardo. That's who I was talking about.
Yeah.
The third, okay, anyway, I know you didn't even see the third movie. I have no idea what you're talking about if you're saying any of these things.
Why,
the,
what happened?
The first
did
one,
they kill him off?
No, it was just ridiculous. There was like nonstop sound effects, like, and just it was just a big, silly cartoon, which it is.
That's
and
what
that's
it
fine.
Is.
But it was, you know, whatever. It's still,
God.
Like that first
movie.
What
do you movie, want
it to be? I'm just fine with watching the first movie, and it always satisfies.
You want there to be a Kill Bill version of
that would be pretty
Ninja
cool.
Turtles,
that would be pretty cool.
Master Splinter always just teaches them, like, how to, you know, karate chop and shit, and like makes them hit the board for eight hours.
Like, since I've already seen that
can't
movie
use your chopsticks.
Yeah, I don't want to, like, I think that would be cool if it was a new, like, again, like Batman Begins. That's, I didn't see that before. That's cool.
You do real ninja training.
Yeah, like if they went through a Batman Begins for Ninja Turtles, I think that would be pretty good if they did it well and whatever, you know, everything looked good and wasn't silly. Like,
they killed Leonardo.
And he can still, one of them can still die.
And he was played by Leonardo DiCaprio.
I'm still okay with that. I'm still totally okay with that, as long as
what does he do anyway? The blue one, right?
He's the leader, yeah.
The blue one's the leader?
Yes.
Oh. I just thought he was really annoying.
I can't remember what it says. Raphael Schubert ruled. Michelangelo's probably a dude. Donatello does machine. Leonardo leads. Yeah, that's just what it says. Leonardo leads. Donatello does machine.
Leonardo is...
Nobody likes
Leonardo
him for it. Nobody
B's
likes
a pain in the ass.
That's yeah, like... he is. He is. He is the worst. And in the movie, he's the worst.
Yeah.
I mean, the only reason I care for Leonardo in that movie is because Raphael cares. And they all sit by him. Like, that part in the movie.
Well, when, that you like the red
like
one.
Sketching him. Yeah, the red one's the best.
Okay.
Because he does hate them all. And
right.
He can do better on his own. There's a turtle book that I finally did get around to reading. And it's partly by the guys who did the original comic book before the cartoons and stuff. And then a bunch, like, I don't love the artwork. But in this version of the story, when they were young, I don't know. I feel like I skimmed through it, or there's just stuff that's just, maybe it's not a well done story. I don't love it, but the idea of it is fantastic, because it is like Raphael was completely separated. Like, they don't even know Raphael. He had to go, like, he's living by himself. He's basically just a crazy, he's basically like Casey Jones.
So, like, Splinter picked up three of them, but not.
Yeah, well, but he knew, but they knew that they were missing somebody. So he must have done some training with them in the beginning. So I think that part from the first movie where they're like, hiya, pizza. They do that part. And then
Raphael runs away.
Yeah, something happens. He gets washed away or something. I can't remember now. But then, yeah, there's all these shots.
I think he probably chose to go away himself.
Oh, well, if he had been old enough, I think.
He didn't know. He was young and foolish.
Some loners are just born with the loner instinct.
And then Splinter was like, my sewer, my rules.
He is like that a lot of the time.
And then Raphael was like, pizza. I'm going to get my own pizza. I got a trench coat and a hat.
That's right.
Fuck you.
So he was like full trench coat hat mode.
But he was just a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a baby trench coat.
Yeah. Anyway, it actually had a lot of parallels to the first
movie.
It's
kind of weird
to
watch a little kid with a trench coat and a...
Oh, it was an adorable episode of the Ninja Turtles.
And a hat.
Yeah, he was always...
trying to get pizza.
I'll have to go back and read it again. I don't remember if it showed him as a teenager and stuff. I think it did.
When it came back and he's like... he was like, you know, smoking drugs. And he said, I learned it from watching you.
Oh, my God.
And no. Splinter was like in the other room smoking drugs.
Yeah, I think he ends up hooking up with Casey Jones, like the commercial. And they just start going. They're just beating people. They're just like,
oh, having fun,
wrecking people, but still not solving crimes, but you know, Batman style, yeah. Just beating people up, and then
solving crimes.
But then, like, that's the thing is, then there is a point where it's just like they're all fighting, and then Raphael shows up, and then they're like, like, it's you, Raphael. Like, whoa, 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 what? I think he left before you guys could talk. I don't know. Again, it wasn't the greatest book, but I loved that idea of, yeah, let's get rid of all the turtles and then just Raphael on his own.
Like, what if one of the Ninja Turtles was gay?
What do you mean? What if there Donatello is? Came out of the closet and everyone knew? Who's he going to date? He's just related to all these turtles.
Yeah,
there's nothing really he can do
date
about
each
it.
Other. But are they really brothers? They're just hatched. Does that count?
I think that counts, yeah. I think that counts. That little boy that dropped them, he loved them all equally, and then Splinter raised them. It's not really about blood. It's how you're raised. If you're raised as family, you're family.
Did they get flushed down the toilet?
No, he just tripped on like a tree and dropped them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And he didn't go try to find them.
Well, there are some books that show...
kids going in the sewer, and then real kids went in the sewer.
Oh, that definitely happened. Yes, that was on the news constantly for a while in the late 80s.
Don't go in the sewer,
not
kids.
Mid 90s. Some books show that kid that dropped the turtles, he also got some of that ooze on himself, and then became Matt Murdock, the Daredevil. The turtles are
the
actually,
blind.
Yeah, the turtles Superhero. Are actually the blind man's turtles as a boy.
And then they fight him.
No, I don't
because
think they ever cross
he's
over.
A stupid superhero.
What? He's the best. You only know him from the movie. That's your problem.
That was a stupid Ben Affleck movie.
It listen, just because the movie didn't make any sense at all does not mean there are not some amazing, fantastic books of the Daredevil out there. Yeah, if you feel like, hey, I'm going to get into a superhero and I love Ben Affleck, go read a Daredevil comic and then go watch Dogma. Or
don't watch the Daredevil movie?
Saving Private Will. What is that? Goodwill Saving Privates.
Oh.
And the Destiny Stone. So that's the Game of Thrones in a nutshell. Raphael slices everyone to pieces. I don't know. Spoiler alert? Whatever. So anyway.
Donatello's gay.
Everybody's gay in the Game of Thrones. That's pretty cool. But yeah, I know is every week.
There's no women. Where's the women except for April? They just love April.
And the turtles? There's just, April and Irma. That's about it.
Irma. Yeah. Who's Irma?
April's assistant there.
All right.
Purple sweater, big glasses, bun head. Obviously going to kill herself someday when April leaves her behind.
Or marry one of the Ninja Turtles.
There was the live action.
Which Ninja Turtle did April pick?
Which one did she to marry? I
would say.
She usually ended up with Raphael. Casey Jones. But yeah, as near as I could tell, she liked Raphael because she knew she couldn't have him. Like, he didn't want anybody. He was like, I don't even know what I am. I'm just going to punch things until I feel like something.
Yeah, women like that.
And she loves that. Yeah, you've made it clear a bunch of times, like, please, will you fight somebody? And I'm like, no, it's never going to happen. I will get beaten to death for you. Will you like that? Will that turn you on?
Why won't you fight someone for me?
Because I can get beaten to death. Will that do it for you?
No, you have to fight. Well, then, and win.
Well, winning to me means murdering that other person. I can't.
Whatever it takes.
All right, then. I guess to save this relationship, Curtis is going to murder somebody. Tune in next week for the murder episode, and I'll recount how I tried to murder somebody.
Speaking of murder.
Speaking of, I think I know where you're going.
I have a new plan for the end of the world.
Exactly where I thought you were going.
We found out today.
Okay, no, adorably we found out today. We go outside to do some yard work. We're going to rake up, grow some, Tara's got plants, beautiful flowers growing there, and we're pulling up all the roots and weeds and crazy trees that are taking over the yard. So
I'm defying everyone by not putting topsoil down and just
straight up growing
grass. Oh my goodness, growing grass in the earth.
Yeah, it's nuts. Everybody keeps saying, no, you need at least 6 to 10 inches of topsoil.
I'm
going to
do it, damn it.
Tara's like, nah, I'm just going to use the dirt that's here and water it and put seeds in it and see what happens. Because all this other grass is growing here and I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything to make this grass happen. And here it is. So I'm guessing you guys, like, I know that I can have a perfect, like carpet lawn if I do what you do. But who gives a shit? We live in the woods on purpose so we can look at the woods. Also, there's going to be deer. I don't want to be like the lady across the street screaming and chasing deer down the street.
At
7 in the morning. Have you ever chased a deer down the street? Get out of here, deer! Get away from my hostas.
They love hostas.
She's trying to grow the plants. They're over there spraying their plants down with soap. And yeah.
And apparently we have an endangered plant species in our
yard.
Woods behind us.
Lady slipper. Yeah, again, the lady across the street who was yelling at the deer this morning told us about that, but on her way to telling us that, yelled, do you want to say a lady slipper? And I took it as, there's like a lady slipper in the woods, and Tara took off like, oh, yes. And then I thought, you know that you're missing a slipper, and you're completely like, yes.
At first I was like,
showed up in the woods.
What?
Comprehend what was happening. Meanwhile, me and Burke are sitting there in the yard pulling up trees and weeds. Like, I don't know what's going on, but I want to go see what it is. So you stay here. I'll be back. Run over into the woods there up their little road. And yeah,
well, apparently they're on the endangered species list. Mm-hmm. They're everywhere. Like,
never
she was pointing
one.
Them out like crazy.
Oh yeah, she's
I'm like, I've never seen any color in the woods
spotting,
ever.
Like mailboxes. And they're
pink, beautiful. Like, I'm sure you probably would. Insane.
They look like an $18 orchid from a store. Mm. Like, and I mean, it's so weird because, I mean, there's not a lot of plants. Like, we live in the woods. Don't get me wrong. I love the majesty and the splendor that is, you know, the creation of all this earth. And it's just magic. And I can just watch the birds interact with the trees and blah, blah, blah for hours on end. That's why I'm here. But mostly it's pretty boring plant-wise. Like, you go through the woods and it's all just green leaves and brown wood. Like, there's nothing in birch bark, like white bark on the trees. That's about it. There's nothing really, like, maybe there'll be some yellowy flowers.
Yeah, dandelions.
Lots of dandelions or some, like, thorny, crazy rose bushes and stuff like that. Nothing really, nothing exotic or something that's, like, we haven't seen this a million times. Blueberries, strawberries. I mean, if you don't have that stuff and you live in the city, that probably sounds fantastic. And it is. Again, it is. But I don't ever think, holy geez, look at that thing. That does not, like, this feels, you know, it looks like it belongs in a store. Like, you can't, you know, it doesn't belong here and it's totally supposed to be here. But yeah, it looks like a crazy orchid vagina thing.
Well, apparently, so now it's like illegal to pick them.
Mm-hmm.
And her niece or something came up and there was like a whole bunch that had bloomed. And she picked like a whole bouquet of them and brought them back.
Yeah. Well, let's just put these in the incinerator and wipe your fingerprints off any grass blades around here so that nobody finds out.
Okay.
I'm sure nobody's policing them, but yeah, I guess.
Now we got something on them, we could tell the cops.
Oh, no, totally. But yeah, so we're outside with Burke. So the man across the street and his grandson comes walking up and he's like, "Hey, coming to see your big dog." I don't know, making fun of how small our dog is, I guess. But he's big enough for us. And he comes over to play with the dog and talk to him and everything. He loves this dog so much. Like, he hated the cat. Like, when Milo was going outside, oh, geez. Oh, cats. Don't even get her started. She loves that cat. Oh, my God. Like, all right, cool.
About his wife.
About his wife, yeah, because her cat used to look like Milo, too. But now with the dog, like, he's out every morning. Like, he used to be out, they'd be out every morning with the grandson to put him on the bus to go to school. Mm. And now he's clearly outside waiting for Tara to take him for a walk or one of us to go for a walk in the morning. So he'd be like, "Oh, there he is. Come on over, Burke. How's it going?" Like, he's so excited to see him. It's crazy. So he comes over and tells us, "Oh, yeah, yeah, the dog's looking great. You can mow these up. You could do this and that." Earlier in the week, he told Shit Tara that they went shooting because that's what people do. And then
he told us that they just make their own bullets there. He's like, "Oh yeah, we just repack them."
Yeah. So we're over there, you know. So we're packing them. Like, we don't know. Clearly looking like I don't know what that means. Like, you're making bullets. Like, yeah. Well, no, we don't just pack them. Like, then we also make the shot and we do this. Like, when you see me over there sitting there boiling something in the front yard. Yeah, that's me making bullets. Like, okay, cool. All right, awesome. So, and Tara's literally like, "Well, we know where to come when the zombies come." And he'll protect us. Protect us. Like, and I mean, you know, he shot off 100 bullets and the kid shot off 200 there the other day. So they got lots of ammo and they love to shoot it. And as long as we get in before whatever, and I mean, and Leva loves us, so she'll wait. Like, "Oh, well, let's check them over first. Let them get in the house. We'll make sure they're not zombies."
I should ask her for some rhubarb.
You should have. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. Tara's been going on about, "We got to get some rhubarb growing here." And I have no objections to that at all. Mm-hmm. And while we're out in the yard, another old guy walks by. This is a thing I wanted to talk about, too.
Right? Like, what was that all about?
That's what... Like,
also, man talk. That's what... Yeah, that's what I was... Like, yeah, what, like, the fuck is...
Well, it's not even man talk. It's, like, for... I don't know. For me, I feel like... As a person who can start talking and won't stop unless somebody comes along and says, "Okay, you've said enough now," there are people that I just don't know what to do with at all. And it's usually these older fellas.
Well, here's the conversation I heard. With the weather. I don't know what he was saying. I can't even know. Is that what he was saying to you, the weather?
Yeah, it was nice day. It's been really nice out or whatever. Right. And I'm like, "Oh, yeah, about time," or whatever. Yep, just in time or whatever.
So he stops in front of our yard, but there's like a full-on tree line.
Yeah, it's a tree line. He can't see Tara at all. There's a little, like, kind of a window of opportunity through the trees that I can just see through. And he stops like, "How's it going? All right, you're like 70. And I guess I'm older now, but you know."
So I kind of go over because I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll be neighborly. I'm wearing a Spider-Man shirt,
but... and you're wearing an old man sweater. Let's have a conversation.
So he's, what does he say? Like,
he says, "Yeah, nice weatherly, weather. Yeah, it's great about the weather.
It's very weatherly."
Yeah,
yes.
And whatever. Basically, he just kept saying, like, "Yep, it's about time. Like, I don't know what's to
agree,
do."
Agree.
And then he's like everybody, "Oh, mosquitoes are bad," or "the bug flies are bad." I'm like, "Not too bad in here, actually. Like, right in this little tree area, they're not that bad." I was like, "As long as I keep moving." He's like, "Yep, you want to keep moving." But between each of these little things, like between the weather and over to the mosquitoes and whatever the other topic was, I think there might have been another one, he just stops and stares at me. And I don't want to be offensive, but like with this, what I would call a stunned look on his face. And it's a sunny day. He's probably just squinting with the sun and whatever. And I don't even know if he can see me, but it's like, we both said something about the thing, and now it's like, I have nothing else to say. You're in mid-walk. Like, you're clearly walking for the sake of walking, so you can keep going. I'm still pulling up trees. I'm not stopping what I'm doing. I'm still doing the thing, so now what do we do? Should I just say, "All right, thank you, goodbye. You know, I didn't sell you anything. This isn't a store." You know, my friend Neil used to say, "All right, then, I grow weary of this conversation," and he would hang up the phone or walk away. And I've stolen that completely. I do it every once in a while, but not to strangers on the street. And yeah, like, I feel like I get that all the time, all the time. And, like, that's one of my fears of why I don't like talking to people, just because it's like sometimes I say something and then they'll sit there and I'm like, maybe they're processing it, but that's fine if it's something that I actually said, like a thing that I would say in the podcast like this, like, "Let's discuss a thing." But when it is just like, "Yeah, the sun is out, supposed to rain, I hear." That's all I got. I got nothing else. Unless you want to hear a story about, let me want to hear the story of the hurricane when that showed up. I didn't know about weather until I went through that. I can go through and just say it, tell the story of Juan or whatever as it affected us, and then you'll tell your story of Juan or whatever your, you know, naturally, and then we can go through that thing, and I'm fine with that. It's getting past.
You're just saying, all right, I'm just gonna get back.
Yeah, to yeah. So it's like, all right, cool, and I just kept. I said the oh, thing. Like,
he said something very jaunty to you.
But then
he
said, like, yep, don't want to stop moving. And then he kept going.
So,
like,
kept going, so I was like, so you go, all right, see you or something. And then,
yeah.
And then as he walked by me, I was like, so see you later or whatever. And then he's like, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was really weird. So he still couldn't. So after he said goodbye to me, and I'm like, yep, all right, have a good
day.
But
then he was just like, we're men talking about men.
So then he's going, I think mostly.
But even like when we talked to Ralph and Lee, but like when I talked to Ralph and Lee, but like he'll just talk to me or whatever.
Yeah.
But when you're there,
oh, yeah,
he just talks to you, and then Lee just talks to me.
Yeah.
It's just like,
yeah, it's, oh, this area again, it's a Bible Belt. We've been told, and after we moved here, there are churches. Like, I can just throw rocks in any direction and hit a church.
If you look in any direction, you'll see a church.
You'll see a church. They all have illuminated neon crosses at the top, so you can find them if you're lost in the woods, which is kind of good. Like, there's been a few times when we first moved here where I'm like, I don't actually know where I am right now. Oh, there's the cross.
Oh, my eyes are burning out.
Like, how do I get to Tara's work? I just look for the red cross hovering in the sky, like Batman or Bat-Jesus. So, the... I want to say stereotype, the norm around here is older husband-wife type people, and even if they're not old, like, I guarantee the people next door are the same way, and they're definitely younger than us, or some of them are anyway, and that's how it works. The men talk to the men, the women talk to the women, and the end.
Never the twain shall cross.
And if gays show up, the gays hang out with the women, and the men talk about them until he stops hanging out with them. Like, it's a very simple equation, and I don't fit into that because... You know, even when we went to a party at one of, I don't want to say one of Tara's friends, but like when I first moved here, Tara had work friends and stuff, so I didn't know anybody.
They're my work enemies now.
Yeah, so we went to one of her work enemy parties.
Especially Keith.
Yeah.
Jewelry.
So Keith wasn't there to help us, give us something to focus on. And it was just like all the women were like, whoop, into this one group. And then the men went to the other group. And I literally just like, I don't know what to do here. I don't understand a word the men are saying. A word. Like, one of them is an animator and an artist, and the rest of them kind of act like he's a big fruity weirdo. So we're definitely not talking about that. So I guess we're talking about hunting and sports and trucks. I don't hunt, I don't sport, I don't truck.
Oh, God.
So
damn it.
I'm going to go hang out with... And the women were talking about all kinds of just fun things and their lives and whatever. It's like, I can tell life stories. I can do that. I can hang out with the women. Let me go over there. And he just can't do it.
I could talk about trucks and shooting.
Exactly. So Tara can't talk to the women because she doesn't want to let them in on her life. She'd rather talk about, you know, regular factual things rather than whatever nonsense like I would talk about
sense.
It. So we just end up sitting by ourselves at the kitchen table. Everybody will come over one at a time, two at a time. Like, oh, so who are you guys? What's going on? And some of them would stay for a little while. They'd be interested if we were just telling stories. But most of we were just making fun of all of them going, what are we doing here? What is that person doing? Like, okay, and here's what I heard about this. And just trying to build our own little story of what we learned about these people. And it's like, why are we here?
Yeah, we were trying to figure out who was going out with who.
Yeah.
Or married to who.
Yeah, because a bunch of people looked the same. It was very complicated. There was a lot of relatives there. Mm. And so it was confusing. I mean, we were the only people that did not belong and like that weren't in some way connected to these people. Either, you know, friend since elementary school or... fully related through marriage or blood. So we would sit there and then, yeah, people would come over and only one lady sat and talked to us, I think, or listened to us for a long time. And then her husband joined up and then it was like, okay, cool. It's like, we're like having a couple conversation and that was awesome for a little while. But then eventually somebody broke in and it was just like smashed to pieces. Like, nope, it got separated again, men versus women. Because whoever came in like, hey, remember when so-and-so, you know, this lady did this? Like, yeah, the women are so like, all right, we got to go. We have got to go. I just can't take sides when there's no side to be taken. You know, my biggest peeve on any reality show or any of those things where it's like some kind of competition. What was the latest one we were watching? The Big Brain Theory? Is
Big
that
Brain
called?
Theory, yeah.
Hosted by Harold and Kumar. And... a bunch of people that are supposed to be super geniuses, and I'm sure they are.
Well, they're all engineers, but they all, like, I guess engineering just covers so much so many things.
Yeah, yeah. So they're
that
all
you just
good
have a specific job, and then you'd probably like learn how to do that specific thing, like whether it's, you know, building bridges or building a highway or something, you know, whatever it is, you do that. And, but the things they're getting them to do is just insane. So they had to just come up. It's just like
come up with
crazy ideas.
Yeah. So like at first it seems like a task they can do. Like, yeah, I could come up with this. I could pull this off. Like, it might not work as great as theirs.
Well, I think we were on episode 4 or 5. I don't think they've been able to do anything.
No. So it's like, whoa, like they're coming up with the craziest ideas.
After
they're
Face
Off. Like, we want to impress these guys.
Every time they'd be like, do this or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then on Face Off, they'd just be like, here it is in an hour.
Yeah.
A fucking alien, or here's like a crazy robot.
Yeah,
or...
we got really used to that reality show. Like, you get really used to things being done really quick. The same as like today, yeah, or whatever. Mike Holmes was doing something, and it's like, oh, this is gonna take 6 weeks. Like, shut up, Mike Holmes. It takes 2 days. Trading Spaces. Learn it. Get some cardboard, tape it to the wall. Get some staples. You're done. Where's your streamers, Mike Holmes? Where's your streamers? But on that show, the one we watched there, one of the recent ones, it was funny because first. The girl was like, I'm the team leader, and I'm going to do it, and I'm going to show these engineers that girls can be engineers, too, because I'm a girl engineer, blah, blah, blah. It's like, just be a good engineer. It has, like, these guys, they don't have sex with women or men. They're kind of weird, obsessive, compulsive, just science nerds. They don't care. They're not trying to fight you as a woman, so you don't need to fight anybody here as a gender. You just need to do a good job. And then the funniest thing was, like, her opponent, like, the other one ended up being a girl, too. So it's like, I'm going to show them what? That a girl engineer...
Could beat another girl engineer.
Yeah, like, so then just be the best engineer. Or
no,
how
I'm
going to
be the best girl that could beat other girls.
Yeah. How about you be the person who completes a task for once? How about you be that one? So, like, I don't like that one. And the same way, like, I hate it when the guys do it, too, where it's like, we're going to show them, like, the Celebrity Apprentices that we've watched and all those things that start with, like, men versus women. I'm like... It's just crazy. It's crazy because none of that usually matters. And when it does matter, it's always, again, like in such a crazy situation where it's like, well,
if... Well, you don't even get it. I can make another person inside of me.
Yeah.
I win.
Yeah, you can. And you do win
that. I can
make
a whole army.
Yep. But the competition's engineering.
Is that how
it
works?
So calm down. Yeah. No, that's not how it works. You don't fire them out.
I don't know. I never had kids before.
Yeah, and you definitely don't want to if they're firing you because you're not surviving that birth. That's how Blade was born.
Oh, Blade, I found you. You shot out of your mother at 700 miles an hour.
Oh, my God.
I had to walk for 4 hours. I would have went back and saved your
mom. Because
of
his super speed? Because he was part vampire?
I don't know how it works. I just know that she died during childbirth, and I assume the only reason that women die during childbirth is recoil. Birth recoil. Just like a, like how, again, the man across the street, arms are bruised from shooting my high, powerful gun. I can kill you from my living room. Through your walls. Also,
your arms get bruised from not holding your gun tight enough.
Oh, definitely. He's just joshing around. Swinging it around. Look at me. Bouncing it on the end of his finger and shooting. Doing some quick draws with a rifle.
You want to go shooting?
Do I want to go shooting? I'd go shooting with them, I guess. If it's just targets or whatever. But I don't know. Again, like, I really don't like loud noises. I mean, I'm realizing, I don't know, maybe the older I get or the more comfortable I get with just saying, I don't like this. This makes me feel bad. I don't have to get through this because my mom or dad said I do to be a grown-up or whatever reasons people say you have to do things. But like fireworks, the last time, like your brother had fireworks, I genuinely was like, I want to just go home right now. I'm getting zero out of this except... My heart just keeps beating faster, and between them, I'm like, okay, I can calm down. I'm not afraid of them, but it's just like, I don't need this. This is just a giant loud noise, and I don't give a shit about bright lights. I make things move for a living. It's like, I have my, whatever, a computer is a super light bright that you could do anything with.
Oh, look at me. Don't impress me.
I'm not saying that.
You better be impressed by fireworks.
But I'm not impressed. I never was. I was always more afraid of them. I'm super afraid of fire.
You could almost die, but you don't.
But sometimes you do.
Well, sometimes that's the risk.
Also,
that's why it's fun.
Yeah, I'm sure I've mentioned before, I always assume somebody's going to think it's fun to grab a Roman candle and point it at me.
Yeah.
People do it all the time.
Sounds fun.
No, it does not sound
fun.
Let me
go get one.
No. Never, ever, ever.
I won't hit you with it. I'm just going to point it at you and then you'll be scared.
That's what everybody says. And then they shoot it at you and then I'm scared because I'm burned.
Yeah. Just a little.
Yeah, all of the both people that shot me with pellet and BB guns and said, I'm just going to scare you. It's just to teach you to not be afraid.
Yeah.
Bang, now I'm shot.
Why didn't you learn? You need another lesson, I guess.
And no, I learned that I should be afraid because you will accidentally shoot me. That's what people do.
Yeah, don't be afraid because you're just going to get shot.
So die not without fear.
Right.
Klingon death. That's what you're pushing.
Plock.
Kaplock it is.
Yeah, hi, Curtis. I'm Ernie Hudson. Who are you going to call? You know what I love, Curtis? The Curtis and Tara Show. Man, it's the best. Love your podcast. Keep on doing what you're doing, okay?
In the year 2000, everybody was kind of pretty sure everything was going to, like, break. Planes were going to fall out of the sky. You know, the year 2000 wasn't supposed to happen, but then it did. And a couple of guys sat in a room and said, well, we survived that one. Holy snaps. Before another catastrophe happens, we have to make one thing and one thing only. And that thing was made in 2001. And it was the Facts of Life reunion. And we were flicking through the computer, TV movie selections. And found that a TV movie was made called The Facts of Life Reunion. They were all grown up and older. I believe they all had, or most of them at least had
Joe
careers.
Wasn't there, though.
And yeah, so
what was Joe too busy doing?
I don't think much, unless she was just against acting by that point. Or so, I should have researched it to see anything at all. I thought, well, she's going to show up. At some point, she's going to show up and like save the day. I mean, they just kept like, oh, well, if Joe was here, she would save the day. She's going to roar in on a motorbike, and it's going to be amazing. And we watched, and we watched. Everybody was there, even Mrs. Garrett's nephew. Actually, Cloris Leachman wasn't there. That was a disappointment. And no George Clooney. Not one George Clooney. Now, I know he probably was busy at the time, but he's George Clooney. He's a super nice guy. I feel like, why wouldn't he do that?
He couldn't afford him.
Yeah, he was probably had a pretty tough agent at that point. Movie opens up. First thing is Miss Garrett, the old lady, and I think one of her very first lines, within her first two or three lines, she says, oh, I gotta check my Palm Pilot. Every few minutes, or actually every time Mrs. Garrett talked,
she's super up on technology.
She managed to throw in whatever technology. I'll send you a JPEG of that. What? Nobody says I'll send you a JPEG. Just send me a picture. What are you talking about? It was such a weird old time of like, I don't know. I just don't even know. Was 2000? I feel like, yeah, that's when it was Palm Pilots and early internet, which I got to check my email. Like everything was just so crazy. Natalie, of all people, she was a crazy whore.
She was whoring it up.
The first thing that Tootie has to, not even Tootie, Tootie's daughter is like, oh, this is Natalie? Oh my God, so she has so many men. Like, yeah, we never see her because she's so busy. She's such a hard worker. They're all like beyond successful. They all are so successful, but yet cannot keep a weekend together. They are all over the place. It was such a, you know, we're going to have a comedy of errors, but we also want you to show that these girls turned out to be amazing. But we can't really have the adventures of them being stupid if they're so smart. So then, of course, they all have, most of them have kids representing themselves as well. And they would get into the similar adventures that they got into when they'd, stop them, whatever. I mean, I can't not say, like, if you watch The Facts of Life, like every episode as a kid or whenever it was on, in regards to your age, maybe you were an adult, maybe you were a little baby, but if you still remember all of that, then go ahead and watch it. And you're just like, what
maybe
is happening?
Maybe you weren't even born yet.
I mean, everything that's happening.
Poor Adam Fitzgerald doesn't even know what you're talking about.
Adam Fitzgerald does not know what I'm talking about. He's only 9. But it's, I don't even understand. It is so weird that I don't even know. It's, I guess, it's like if you loved Sex and the City and then you watch Sex and the City 2 as a movie for Sex and the City and you were like, what is this about? What is this? This has nothing to do with anything. This is just a bunch of old ladies being slightly inconvenienced and losing their mind. That's it. When, I don't know. It was just, it was nuts. So they go through the whole movie. At one point, actually, no, not at one point. Everything happens right at the beginning. You know, they keep showing up at the school or at the whatever it is, the bed and breakfast that she runs now. And they immediately are like, let's go to the
Blair runs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Blair runs it. So it's like, let's go to the old school. Okay. They get into a limo, hang out of the top of the limo. Woo! Like like any movie that came out around that time where somebody would go to Hollywood. All of those
have a limo.
Blank goes to Hollywood. You pop out of a limo, but you guys are in a super small town where there's no need for a limo. Blair is just a incredibly bizarre rich person married to a gay man who wants to divorce her. But in the end, they actually make their marriage stronger than ever, which I really didn't see. I'm like, Blair is getting a divorce for sure. Like, that's what this is about. But in the end, not to spoil it, everything works out better than it ever could. Except Joe doesn't show up and nobody really, I mean, if I was in this group of people, I think every scene they'd be saying, just like Poochie, where's Joe? Where's Joe? Come on now. Like the kid, the husband disappeared.
Poochie, what
do you know? Yeah. So that's the other thing. So everybody shows up. I hope Joe shows up. And then a little girl that looks exactly like Joe shows up, like a little like 9-year-old Joe. Walks up the stairs and they're like, oh my God, it's whatever her name is. Some other boy's name, Rick or Steve or whatever. It's Stephanie. Call me Steve. I don't remember what it was. She comes up the thing.
Stephanie.
And then her dad comes up and like, oh, well, there's Joe. Like, nope, it's a guy in a leather jacket and a motorcycle helmet. He takes his helmet off. He's not George Clooney, which I'm like, Joe's not married to George Clooney? This is bullshit. We're going to keep watching to the end until George Clooney and Joe show up.
Maybe he was acting as George Clooney.
I think they really did go get married, and they're having a secret relationship, and that's why they both were too busy to do this stupid movie.
Joe was a TV
movie. No, we saw... Also, she was off being a lesbian, and then it's like, oh, I'm here to keep up appearances. She's really married to a woman now, so the fake husband that she pays, she's a very rich lesbian, showed up with the kid.
Maybe that was why she wasn't in it. She was like, if I'm not a lesbian in this... Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be
no
in
deal.
It.
That's what that care. I always believed that that character was going to be a full blown lesbian. And that
in love
happen,
with Blair.
Yeah.
And Blair was a lesbian too.
Mm-hmm. It was obvious. I mean, it was obvious as Betty and Veronica.
And Tootie and Allie were lesbians.
Oh my God. They were nothing but lesbians. Like the fact that they lived in different cities in this movie. What are you talking
lies.
About? Lies. It's all lies. It's such crazy lies that it's a fun romp. With the girls of the facts of life. And again, yeah, so Joe doesn't show up. I think Joe's daughter tries to date some other guy who she thinks is a tough guy or something. They get in a bunch of hijinks. They end up stealing cars. And the Mrs. Girl like, oh, remember when you girls stole cars? No, that didn't happen. That you're thinking of the Cosby Show. These girls didn't do much.
Remember when Tootie did drugs, though?
I remember when they bought bongs. They didn't do drugs. They thought they were...
Oh, right.
They thought they were
right.
Candy dishes.
And that, remember that
Tootie
girl?
Tootie was going to put root beer in hers, mm-hmm. and Natalie was going to put
sure they were.
Jelly beans in hers.
Oh, I'm sure they were. Mm.
No, I saw yeah, like I when I that. When I went home again, that episode was on like a couple years ago.
And jelly beans is code for cocaine.
Oh, maybe. But they seemed pretty young and naive. And I think Joe had one. I think Joe was using it for drugs. Actually, it was Blair. Blair was the one. She was all hopped up because she was trying to impress another rich boy.
Okay. Oh, so the whole thing just takes place in a stairwell.
Oh, yeah.
First of all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, it's on a yacht, on a cruise.
I forgot. It starts out.
Mrs. Garrett is also a whore.
Yeah.
Everyone just turned into whores.
It literally starts out
apparently
James
Bond style.
Apparently
being a feminist means just you're just whoring it up. You're not mm-hmm. getting married.
Oh, definitely. Well, she was married. Like, she keeps to, like, that's, she talks the entire movie about her dead husband. I wish, whatever his name was here, I wish George was here. Oh, I miss George. George was the best. But whenever she's not saying the word George, she is actively dating to the point of screwing some crazy old man. And also, they're just gross old men, and she's acting like they're the hottest
guys
in the world.
Well, she must be doing something because they're all, like, offering her trips around the world.
Well, the guy, the captain of the cruise ship, or whoever he was, some kind of cruise ship type guy. He was just following her around. They were just on a cruise ship. And he comes...
I thought it was all going to take place on the cruise ship.
That would make
then it all took place in front of a stairwell.
Yeah, and then when they get to the bed and breakfast, it's just that stairwell. No, sets. those guys, Kim Fields, I think, was probably making a good chunk of money back then. So they probably, she got all the money. Tootie made all the money. Jokes on everybody.
She is the queen of Texas of life. Brad and Angelina's kids, remember?
Oh, yeah. That was one of the facts of life that we looked up one year. That you looked up. Yeah, I don't know. So, yeah, she ends up, again, Mrs. Garrett, that is, falling or whatever. Not, I don't even, in lust. She starts horning around with...
Oh, she's the godmother of Vivian and...
A. Fox's?
And whatever the other twin is of them. She's the godmother.
I don't know who any of these people are. Vivica A. Fox? Vivian...
No, the kids.
Vivian Banks.
Those kids... Brad and Angelina's
they
kids.
They have a kid named Vivian?
Vivian Fox is one of their kids.
Oh. And, if you gave
like
me...
Vivian could, and some
is
other...
Is Maddox one of their kids? Is
that's
that,
right.
That is one? That's all right, I know. One. I think that's...
Burke is like...
Yeah, he just got very aware of the microphone and then fell asleep on Tara. He's crazy. So, yes.
He is being very, very good.
Mrs. Garrett...
He's being really good for the podcast.
He's being really good for this podcast. He's being really good. Mrs. Garrett finds a cook, and this guy is like so amazed with her cooking talents.
Oh, right, that he falls
he gets
in
an
love
instant
with her.
Just full, like, he immediately just starts making boner comments, like, oh my god, you make my soup so hot, you make my ladle so stiff, like, what is this? Is a made for TV movie, and it's like nothing, it's not adult, there's no swearing, and I mean, it's still as clean as a you know, daytime TV show in the 80s, but for some reason, whatever's happening between Mrs. Garrett and the men is to like that, say whatever you want. Old people say the darndest things, and then they do. And then the other old guy shows up, and that's a whole thing. Natalie is forced to choose between two guys that have a competition for her.
Who did she choose?
In the end, I believe she chose the right guy, the nice guy.
Not the hot guy.
Yeah. No. The guy who was her, I can't, yeah, she was dating a weird old man and some guy that was her age and her speed, and I think she went with him. But yeah, because they both went away, and then somehow the guys were like, you know what, I realize you should go with her, and they kind of picked by themselves later on after she decided she doesn't need any men or something.
Mm-hmm. It was, she only needs Tootie.
Yeah. Yeah, and I believe she also decides that, I'm going to move to where you are, and I'm going to help you hang out with your kids. Yeah, it was, Natalie was nuts. Blair was crazy. Oh, yeah, that was the other thing. Blair.
She didn't tell her husband that.
Oh, yeah, this was the weirdest thing. Actually, it was double weird because it was also on an episode of Happy Endings. Oh. Damon Wayans did the same thing. Or not Damon Wayans, Damon Wayans Jr. Blair's husband was sneaking away. She thought he was totally having an affair. She calls his phone. Some lady answers, and she's like, you're dead, I'm coming for you. Gets the girls into the limo, tears through town, hang out the, you know, whatever, window with the champagne, gets there, and, like, threatens some lady. They're clearly in a daycare center with kids, and she's, like, threatening this guy until she's like, wait, what's going on here? And I still think this explanation is not a good, other than it's, like,
it's kind of creepy.
Christian television. Yeah. It's wicked creepy, and it's just like, oh, hey, no, you don't understand. I just wanted to have kids so bad that I decided to, instead of saying we should have kids or discuss anything or even tell you that I'm coming down here, I would just come down to a daycare and volunteer and hang out. Nobody's allowed to do that. It just doesn't make any sense. A married man, like, if he said really he was married, weird. Like, oh, like, I guarantee during the interview, they would ask, oh, what does your wife think of this? And because they're going to be looking for, like, a family-oriented whatever. Like, that's the kind of thing you look for. I'm sure it's on the help wanted sign or whatever. They're going to say something. And he must have had to lie, like, oh, she thinks this is great. Or what? What?
A liar.
What was that? Anyway, I'm just going to get to work helping
the
kids.
What would you do if I wanted to have kids?
Be angry all the time. I don't know. I'd be like, why? No, it's crazy. No, there's already so many around right now.
I just want them for myself.
Well, then Keep them somewhere else.
So that they look like me and you.
No. Rent a separate apartment. You can go visit them there.
What?
We'll have to be self-sufficient or build some kind of robots.
I guess I have to go and behind your back and go and work at a
No. Or you could just tell me, hey, since we don't have kids and I want to be around them, I'm just going to go volunteer with these kids. The same
I
as
can't
like,
tell you that because you won't understand.
I think I would. She
no,
did.
You'll just probably divorce me.
Maybe. If you come home talking about kids every day, then yeah, for sure. Every day with, every day about this Tommy kid. I give a shit about this Tommy kid.
What if you wanted to have kids and I don't want to have kids?
The same thing.
What? You'll go to a babysitter center?
Yeah, the same as how every once in a while you just take in the kids that we're already related to, like... I would just offer the same thing. I was just like, I guess I'll just offer to babysit or wackily or unexplainably like,
wackily,
I can't get out of this.
That's a weird word to use. I'm going to wackle off.
Like a wacky situation, sitcom style. Like, due to a circumstances of errors, we're stuck babysitting these kids. But secretly, I love it. But I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I would just do that, I guess.
But you would pretend that you didn't like kids because I didn't like kids.
Probably.
Oh my god, like what you're doing right now.
Wait, what? I do
you
like
really
kids?
Secretly love kids, but you're just pretending you don't like kids.
No, leave me in a room with a kid for more than an hour and watch how hot and sweaty and panicked and scared I get.
Wackily?
Not wackily. Off. Not at all wackily. The complete opposite. How I'm just staring at the door waiting for somebody to come and save me. A pervert would just hope that nobody shows up. All I do is just pray somebody, anybody, I don't care who at this point. If it is a pervert, come take them away. Goblin King, take this child away to the Goblin City. I don't need the 13 hours. I'm going to take a nap. I am so exhausted just by being in the same. And again, it's just like, you know, the same as like here. This is a $1 billion expensive hollowed out golden egg, like the slightest breeze will destroy it. Just all you have to do is sit in a room with it, and if it gets destroyed on your watch, it's your fault. It's too much pressure because it's like they just fall over, and it's the funniest thing in the world to watch a small child fall over, but you can't enjoy it. You just can't enjoy. I mean, later on when they survive, but at the moment it's like, oh, I should have been there to catch it. This thing, they just fall over like reverse Weeble Wobbles. Hey, kid, you're the worst Weeble Wobble. You fall down, but you barely ever
not
get back
very
up.
Stable.
No, I can't. I just can't handle that. I mean, the first few weeks, but Burke still isn't that stable. He's just now getting okay.
He's only 4 months old.
Yeah, he's only a baby. I mean,
Burke's 4 months old.
Happy birthday, Burke. Sometimes when he'll like jump off of something and he doesn't know yet that his legs don't work well, and he would just like flop around or roll over. I mean, he still does it if, you know, play fetch, he'll chase after something and then he'll just collapse like a broken folding chair. Like,
he hasn't done this in a while where you're walking him and then he just does like the passive.
I'm sleeping now. Oh, you're walking? I'm sleeping.
It's like somebody shot him, though, because his legs go under his belly, like, and it's just face first into the ground, and all four, like, you know, he's just flat, like dead looking at you.
This walk doesn't get me as many treats as when I do tricks. Those get me immediate treats.
He hasn't done that in a while.
This is taking forever. Yeah, no, he doesn't do that anymore. Mostly he just tries to eat the cord or whatever, the leash. Yeah. But not the whole time. He'll give up after a while.
We did get him a pulling, restraining collar.
Yeah, Tara came up with a super special Caesar Milan dog collar that will guarantee help you walk your dog better. It's not like a choke chain or anything. It's just a weird thing that wraps around his nose. His mouth still opens. Everything's fine.
His muzzle.
Yeah.
Not his nose.
If you want to be a scientist about it. His cute little baby nose.
That'd be weird that it's wrapped around his nose through the nostrils. Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. So it goes in. We got to pierce his nose like a bull and it just clips on there. Carabiners. But yeah, just like a little head harness thing. And supposedly he won't jerk around as much because you're in control, I guess.
You are not in control.
I see no control whatsoever. This dog has zero problem with choking himself to death. He will, I mean, if he jumped off the side of a bridge and hung there, he'd be like, whatever, I'll deal with this. I don't care. I can take anything.
Wouldn't give a shit.
He does not care. He will I feel so abusive when I take him for a walk, but I don't even touch the leash. I have it tied to my belt loops. And he, you know, he's just walk. All he has to do is just walk next to me, but he just walks in the opposite direction or out to the side, and it just looks like he's choking himself. I'll stop walking so if somebody's, you know, looking at me, because it's like, see, I'm not doing anything. He's doing it all. He does. He's unaffected.
I think you need to
time
it, because mostly he's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a lot of times it's not too bad. But yes, but that hardest
thing.
Yeah,
you should time it next time. Like start the timer just every time that he's like going insane, and then when he stops, like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, it's not that long. It's just so much biting when he does.
And
but,
you know, he's a little angel.
Yeah, sometimes he's so adorable. Sometimes he seems so dangerous.
The only time we can hug him is when he's going to bed.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not true.
No, he's pretty huggable,
and he's really pretty trained.
Oh yeah, I don't know. As far as most people, I feel like they have to deal with their dog peeing on their stuff much more than
when we go
to
the vet.
Yeah.
He's the most trained. And they love him there.
Yeah.
Well, except.
Last time we went, the dogs were pretty good and he was going crazy trying to get on them. But mostly, the last few times, he would mostly kind of sit there and not go too crazy. And he would do tricks for the people. And yeah, the vets are amazed that he'll do tricks already. And we're like, I don't know. We spend time with him. What else are we supposed to do? Stare at him? You got to do something. Or else, I mean, and well, the terrier's got all the books. Like, the books literally say he needs to have his mind occupied. Like, he can't just get treats. That just is stupid. He needs to do something to earn it. And then he feels like a valid, you know, part of society like normal humans do. Unless, you know, you just bypass that and want to sit around. Actually, speaking of that.
A lot of people look like they're animals.
Oh, for sure.
Everybody there.
I think it must be some sort of just backwards, not even evolution, just something in the back of your head, subconscious connection thing where people see the animal and just don't even realize, but it's like, I'm getting something
like
that does look like me or will look like me. And
oftentimes I have the same hair style even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people with collies always look like collies. If you have a collie right now, I'm sorry. Go look in the mirror.
Do you look like?
Maybe you don't. Maybe you're different, but there's.
I think you're a little uptight. Do you think?
Collie people? If you're really into the dog, then yeah, for sure. Those dogs, there's something pretentious about them.
Like you're like, I don't know. You can't see what I'm doing, but.
Yeah, standing like a collie. Being very upper or lower lip thrust out. You know, nose in the air. I'm better than you. Like a collie. Yeah. If you've seen a collie, you know.
You know what they look like.
They act like they're.
Wouldn't even look at Burke. Burke just wanted to love her.
Yeah, she was just looking away like a collie.
Poodle people
mm-hmm.
do not own brushes.
No.
Nor do they brush their dogs.
No. You can't get near a poodle. Poodles are more like owning a shark than a shark. Poodles are maniacs.
With poodles.
They're just well, it's.
Do they really look that cute when they're puppies? Because I think they just look like little puffballs.
And that is cute. It's adorable, an adorable little puffball. You get a few weeks.
Just horrendous.
You get a few weeks. The poodles are the grossest looking animal in the face of the earth.
Jeez.
And I think their insanity does come from the same as the Dennis Leary bug from the Ladybug. From Bug's Life, that's what a poodle is. Like, I'm not pretty. I know I'm not pretty. Look at me. And I know I'm a dog. And I know my shit stinks. Everybody's acting like I'm a lady. Everybody treats me like I'm a lady. And I'm an angry, mean, bitter dog. They look like they have the sharpest teeth. They're never not growling. I don't understand. Even the puppies, like they're just... They're maniacs, and I don't know. I'm not a dogist by any terms. I think that about most dogs anyway. And realistically, I just think that about the people who own them are just like, hey, you probably treat your dog like shit. That's why it's so mean. Our dog is occasionally mean, and I think it's because we're so nice. And he's like, eventually they're going to teach me to be better, so I'll get treats during that. so I'll just be bad until they teach me to stop things. You gotta speak.
I think he's just teething.
He's like Matlock. Yeah, plus he's just young and teething, so hopefully he'll get over that. Plus we're going to go to school for dogs, find out what's wrong with us.
We get into school!
They just have to start it up first.
Yeah.
There's just not enough of us.
More people need to sign up for the leader of the pack, Aaron Miramichi.
Well, not too many. They'll bump us out.
God damn it, don't bump us out. Respectable amount.
Mm-hmm.
3 to 4 people. 6 people, maybe.
That sounds good. I don't want to be in a room with, oh my God, what if it's a...
What?
I just pictured a room full of a bunch of people, like 20 people and 20
dogs. Oh, I don't think it'll be 20. It's like 10, I think.
Okay, I think I can take that. Oh, man, that's a lot of people and dogs.
It'll be place. Fun.
It should be fun. Again, it'll make him and me better being around people and we'll dogs.
And we'll have so many stories.
Well, there's going to be so many stories. We're not going to be able to tell anybody at the dog school about this podcast because they're only going to be the subject of Dog School Podcast. Hello and welcome to Dog School Podcast. My name is Curtis.
And this is Burke.
And we went to dog school and everybody else is crazy. Burke is too, but we're working on it. These people
are I don't crazy. Find he's super crazy. Like,
no,
I had a crazy dog.
Oh, yeah. No, he's like our dog.
Also, when we had
maniac.
Sammy, too.
Yeah. And yeah, that she dog was the same. Like, that dog was also that. Like, it just needs its attention and whatever. Like, she wasn't crazy. She was a big dog with lots of energy. And she was mostly just docile or whatever. And, you know, she worked well with us. We were just literally worked 20 hours a day. Mm. So, what dog? Where?
And she ate cats.
Yeah. And windows cats. And wood. She was a monster. But again, like she was good all the time, but but with him, it is just like, I'm still a baby and I want to rub my teeth on something. How about you? And he doesn't bite. Like he knows the tension or whatever, the weight. He doesn't bite through us or anything. He just puts his teeth around us. He's bite trained.
How to hold back his bite.
Yeah. So anyway, this is enough justification of dog podcast. I started thinking of some new things. Maybe somebody's already gone through these, but I was going, I didn't see her front, so maybe this doesn't apply. But Milm, M-I-L-M, Mom, I'd Like to Motorboat.
So God.
We could open it up. Milk.
Milk?
Mom, I'd Like to Kiss. Plus it could be like a secret code. You can hide it places. Mills, M-I-L-S, Slap on the Bum.
Mom, I'd Like to Slap on the Bum.
Yeah, that's what the S stands for. We'll put some hyphens between the slap on the bum. Mill, M-I-L-L.
I thought that was the first one was Mill.
No, that was Milm, Motorboat.
I mean the third one then.
Third one? The third one was Mills.
Mills.
Slap. S-L-A-P, okay. Not lap. But
what's
Mill
the L?
Is the same. You could use lap or lick.
Okay.
Mom, I'd Like to Lick or Lap on the Bum. That's the only ones I wrote down while I was that. I was on a bike ride and I was like, oh, let's extrapolate on a thing that already exists in my head while I bike ride. Cause that's what I do. Sometimes when I'm at home, I read rhyming dictionaries. I'm weird. Not rhyming dictionaries, just the one, rhyming dictionary words. Joe sends her kid and her husband and never, ever, I'm still so I can't believe she didn't show up. There wasn't even like a picture of her like, hey. Or they should have just killed her. Why didn't they just kill her?
That should have been the reason for the reunion.
They should have had Joe's funeral. It would make so much more sense. That's a fact of life. Somebody dies.
Because of that.
Or Cloris Leachman's death.
They must believe that there's going to be another reunion.
Oh, they definitely thought they were like, oh, well, she's not. She'll come back for the show. When people go crazy for this and we reboot it. But it was long before the time of reboots. Reboots were so much later. And they just didn't know. And now, I don't know. She was on some shitty Canadian show that I could not watch at all.
Joe was?
Yeah. I think she ran an apartment building or something.
Hmm.
I think there were some comedians in it. And I remember thinking, this is going to be great. And it was just sad and depressing for the 9 minutes I could stand watching it. Like, oh, none of these people can afford to live here. And everybody's getting a divorce or something. And they have diseases. Like, this is... Oh, Canadian TV. Why can't you just have a good time sometimes? We don't always have to learn a lesson like Degrassi. During the week, I had a quick little adventure where I went to a school and I was asked to talk to some students about animation-y, filmy type stuff. And that was all good and fun. And then at the end, this one student asks me, or I don't know, is it even a quiet? Well, basically asks, like, how do I break in? You know, how do I break through? How do I do that thing? And I'm just like, I don't know what the through is too. I don't know what the goal. Your goal is probably different from mine. I don't know what that means. And I told the quick story of like, oh, well, there's a guy in Toronto and he does all the animation for Kevin Smith just because he like animated a thing. And he was like, this is awesome. Now you're my guy. You make a movie for me. You direct all my animation stuff. And that just happened. Like, just, hey, so you can do that. Or you can just work really hard and train with people and make contacts.
The
and this
sucker
and that.
Way.
Yeah, this, you can go the sucker way. Or you can just literally just do your whatever your thing is, be that guy until somebody eventually is like, that's the guy, let's find him. Either way, no matter what you
ass kissing sounds easier.
Ass kissing still works, but regardless of whatever it is, you still have to do the thing. So I mean, someone I was ass kissing,
you still have to kiss someone's ass.
You can get through with not doing work and just ass kiss your way to the top. Like, you can do that. I don't know how to do that. Like, I can be a nice guy, but I can't. I still have to prove myself by doing a thing, whatever it is I said I can do. So, like, that was what I was like, I don't know. I was like, I'll tweet at celebrities sometimes. They don't care. I don't expect them to care or do anything. I don't think it's going to break me out as anything. It's just like, oh, I have a comment on this too. But, you know, somewhere in the back of my head, I think everybody thinks maybe this will be the thing that, you know, makes a viral whatever, like makes you a superstar. If that, like, if you want to be, like, what do you want to be? And this particular person was like, I want to do concept art. I have all these ideas. I just want basically somebody to say, like, just give me the ideas. I need an idea for this and then I'll give it to them. So I want to skip all the bullshit. And I'm just like, I there's no bullshit to skip. I'm sorry. Like, I don't know how else. And it's just, I mean, I don't know how long I talked to the person, but it was weird. Cause I'm like, I don't know what else to say. Cause he I honestly don't know their name, but the person was like aware, or like, well, I know the answer. Like, everybody always says, you know, just do it, you know, not to be a Nike ad, but it's like, well, whatever you want to do, just start doing that thing and then you'll be practicing and then you're doing it. So if somebody does come around asking, you're already doing the thing, you're ready to go. And that's basically, you know, what I told him. He was like, yeah, but like, I already have all the ideas. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. You're not doing anything though. Like, what are you doing? Like, I can clearly tell you're not doing whatever the idea is you're talking about. You know, you're probably playing a game. Like, what game are you're playing? Like, you know, he's like, oh, like, I'm just really into, you know, I just, a lot of times I'd rather just play Skyrim. It's interesting and there's so much to look at, blah, blah, blah. Like, I never played it.
Everybody'd rather be playing Skyrim.
Everybody, yeah, I was like, everybody'd rather do something. I was like, that's the thing about...
No, just Skyrim.
Being like an alcoholic, it was like, if you want to be an alcoholic, like, that's fine. You can drink as much as you want.
Alcoholic and play Skyrim.
You can be an alcoholic and play Skyrim, too. Sure. But actually, you know, you still have to accommodate life. You still have to afford to do things. Like, but if you love driving
boring
cars,
oh my god, old man.
Well,
why don't you just like totally get off my case here? I'm just trying to like play Skyrim and be drunk.
Not make video games.
Why don't you just tell me how to make video games, like how I play Skyrim?
You ask for the advice, and I'm just saying the advice is this. You just got to keep doing it. I was like,
your advice is stupid, like, and you're old.
If you're asking to be like
what's
me.
What's that? What's a spider on your shirt for?
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
You know what Spider-Man is.
That's like totally like vintage. That's old school.
Well, they were combative like that.
Spider-Man? That sounds weird. What did he just combine a bug with a man? Dumb. It's like, what's his superpowers? Probably like superpowers of a spider? That's stupid.
That's not stupid.
Is there dragons? Yeah, no. I didn't think so. Oh. Or thrones? No. No. Listen, I just want to be the Game of Thrones. And how do I do that? Why don't you tell me, man?
How many times in that show do they also say Game of Thrones? Oh, but Steven, many had to die in a Game of Thrones. Ooh, that's what you have to go through when you decide to play the Game of Thrones. All right. If you didn't name the show that, this would be a super clever thing that you said, the Game of Thrones.
Also, but I don't know why you just don't tell people the truth.
What's that?
The secret the of secret. How you do
oh,
it.
Oh, God. Well, I was
just
like,
trying to keep it to yourself.
Yeah. I told him, I was like, I don't know. I was like, my secret is I just work as hard as I can, and I'm afraid.
Oh, see? Secret.
What?
That's a secret.
Yeah, so that's the... That, yeah, it's not... I didn't,
what? Hard work? That's not a secret.
Well, no. That's all that... And again, that's what it kept coming down to. It was like, he's looking for the trick, and I'm like...
Yeah, what's the trick?
If there was a trick, I would be way further along than I am.
But you're already further along. What's the trick to that?
To me, I'm, you know, like I said before, like I feel successful. I have a job. You know, if I lose a job, I can get another job. It's like, it's by doing jobs and basically just...
Is it by gaining levels in Skyrim?
It has nothing to do with Skyrim.
Damn it.
That's the crazy thing.
I'm on level like 102. Yeah.
Like if I play video games, I will sit there and I will play them for a month long. That's why I don't play them all the time, because it's like, well, I want to do it like the job that it is.
You can get a life online.
Oh, for sure. You probably kill yourself because everybody's going to date somebody else online and you think you're in love with them. We watched, that's another documentary we watched. Speaking of, again, so yeah, so I don't even know, like I was so amazed. Well, anyways,
so you were not inspiring.
I thought I was pretty inspiring. A lot of people were that's why he wanted to keep talking. He was just like, so like, basically like, you did it. You did what I want to do. Like, you're sought after by a couple people. I'm like, yeah. And what I did was work hard in front of those people. And yeah, now like,
beside hard. Like, what did you do? Yeah.
I was just there and available. I covered all of this when I talked about it a minute ago.
But like, when you weren't working hard, what were you doing?
I was kissing ass and talking
about
how hard. Okay,
here we go.
There you go.
Where you playing?
That's it.
Like Kong or whatever was
no,
some weird.
and that's true too. Was, you know, I did say, I was like, you could go, like, honestly, you could play games with the right person and that's your contact. Like, that stuff does happen. I'm just saying, you can't predict, you can't plan.
Are you saying play video games?
I'm not
and
saying
be
that.
Successful
and I
like
did
you?
Not say that. No, not at all. I make games. I don't play them. That's why I have time to do the work, is because I'm not playing them. So that even that, I was like, I'm not saying you don't.
So
I'm,
play more video games.
No.
And then when I'm not playing the video games, stuff will happen, but it's in between playing.
I'm saying that, I told them that too, like that little kid that was like, hey, I played this Lady Gaga song on the piano, and the next day, Madonna and Ellen gave me a record deal.
Where did that go?
Probably nowhere, I guess. I haven't heard of it, but damn. I'm sure his mom is spending a pretty big fat check still. And I'm just like, so that's possible.
Poor
like,
Grayson.
And I was like, I've gotten work just by putting my stuff on YouTube. And people are like, oh my God, I'll pay you to do that again for me. Awesome. I'll take your money and I'll do that for you. It was like, that's...
Wait a minute. This sounds like a trick.
That is a trick. The trick of...
Get people to pay you money.
Well, that... No, that's not the trick. That's
what you want to
do. Prestige. That's at the end. That's what you get. You want to...
I'll just do it now. I'll just be like, I'll play Skyrim. Pay me. Motherfucker.
And I told them that too. I was like, if you really want to play video games, I know a girl who went to this school and now, I don't know if she still has that job, she went off and she was a game tester. It sounds like a grueling job, but if you really want to just explore games for hours on end.
In Japan, that's a job.
It's a job in Montreal or Toronto, or yeah, Ontario somewhere.
You probably have to speak French.
Probably, but whatever. If you want to play video games all day, you'll figure it out. Also, there's Google Translators now.
So you don't even
good.
Have to speak.
You don't have
period.
To do anything. As long as you keep yourself walled up, you can, like, again, whatever job you want to do, I hate to have to be the first person to tell this to you if you haven't heard this. Hopefully you're like 35 and you're like, really? Whatever job you want to do, it exists. And if it doesn't exist, you can just make it exist.
In your head.
In real life. All you have to do is set up a website and then there it is. And websites are all free.
When you go to sleep.
Like, Blogger is a thing. People do that. They get paid to do it.
I don't think it's a real thing.
It's barely a real thing. But you can do it. And you still, again, you have to make enough money or find a way to fill. Again, you know, we do a podcast. We're not.
Oh, yeah. Again, this trick of getting people to pay you money. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's the getting people to pay you money is kind of a trick. But again, if you just figure out where work is or what the job is you want to do and just do that thing in front of people. You know, again, he wanted to do concept art. And I was like, well, do concept art then. Go home and do as much concept art.
I just want to play Skyrim. And people
yeah, I was like, as long as you play Skyrim, you don't have any concept art to show anybody. So if you eventually do meet a contact who's like, you know what? I love concept artists. I need one. If they had ideas like you have, like, I love your ideas.
You know,
too bad you can't draw.
Something called
but we don't
conceptual
know.
Art.
There is, but that's not what he wanted either. So
you could just make up art in your head.
And not do it. Yeah, I was like, I explained that too. I was like, that's what you're doing now. That's what I do. That's why it's so once
no
I realize I can complete something, then I'm like, that's pretty much done because I know I can do it. Therefore, it might as well be done. I don't care who sees it. People are just going to shit on it anyway. So what's the point? Right? So that sometimes the I have to make myself make sure the challenge to me is like finishing it is the challenge. I'm like, I know I can finish it.
Can but you get I, the
know,
job?
Yeah, but I know I don't feel like it once I realize I can.
I know you can get the job, but can you do the job?
Yeah. And then you gotta
I know you can get the job. Mm-hmm.
So you might as well show you can do the job, and then you can get the job. It's so much easier that way. It takes a little more effort on your part, but then when you get the job, people will be happy that you're there and not frustrated by your existence because you bullshitted your way into it.
You could sneak away and play Skyrim.
And yeah, most jobs will allow you time to sneak away. And rim the sky. I don't even know what that game... That game's done at Dragons and stuff, right?
You should install a game thing at school.
A game thing? What do you mean?
Like a gaming thing. Pong or something.
An arcade system? Would that take quarters and you like collect their money?
No, I just play it myself on my
own. Oh, for you? Oh, yeah. Yeah, why not? I guarantee you all of the other teachers have Xboxes. I mean, well, I saw
that's true.
The one of the gaming teachers, he has a flat screen in his office, a huge one, and a bunch of systems hooked up to it. Like, I know, like, sure, you can say it's for the class, but none of these students are actually producing cartridges or discs or anything for any of these console machines. So you're just in here playing video games. Yeah, you're doing your job. Some people are just playing Skyrim for real and calling it their job. I, on the other hand, have been spending the last couple of weeks. I'll start watching it, forgetting that I'm actually trying to look at game art and stuff and do some research for my real job. And then I just find myself watching these video game videos because some of them are super funny. The Game Grumps is one. These two guys that just play video games and make jokes over them. And I mean, I can't watch a lot of it because I don't care, but some of the stuff when they really talk about how crazy this game is, I'm learning what gamers really think about certain artwork and certain things in the game. And it's like, all right, cool, I'm learning. So I can apply this to something later on because I'm working on a deal to make a Milo app game. So someday that'll be an actual thing. But I'm not allowed to talk about any of that stuff now. Everything's always a secret when you make pictures. You can't make a picture without it being a secret for a while. That's the rule.
Somebody might steal your idea.
Oh, yeah, for sure. If they can find it first.
Was that even a thing?
No, it really isn't. Stealing an idea now is just...
You don't even have the fucking mental capacity to steal something.
You know what's
shit?
Stealing an idea? Stealing is whatever. That whole system of you drew a picture and I'm stealing it, or you had an idea for a thing and it's Judge Judy. Is what it is. Every episode of Judge Judy is, he said he was going to do this, and now it's not the same. Give me $5,000. Like, all right, you just want money for the thing you didn't actually do.
Well,
or
even if I told you fucking exactly what I was going to do.
Yeah. It's still not going to be the same.
There's no way it's going to be the same.
Yeah.
Like, look at A Bug's Life and Ants or whatever. Mm-hmm. One of them's good.
Yep.
One of them's not.
Yeah, and one of them's ants. The most adorable thing I saw on the internet the other day was a CD cover artwork. Not even artwork. It was a photo of a prominent rap star by the name of Vanilla Ice. And it said, Vanilla Ice raps the classics or whatever. I forget what the word they used for it. But it was just him like, hey, probably just in between recent Vanilla Ice and old Vanilla Ice when he had nothing going on. And it has a list of songs that are like, awesome, these are all great songs, but not by Vanilla Ice. They just sound like Jump Around from the House of Pain sounds very weird from Vanilla Ice. Baby Got Back, I thought would be super fun. But again, very weird. Also, he's referring to black people as it does in the thing. And it's just like, I don't like you talking like this.
Oh, no.
It's just weird. You shouldn't be doing this. I could not get through Buffalo Soldier. I could not get through 2 seconds of it. The music started. I don't know what happened. I just stopped it. It was like, oh, Buffalo Soldier, that Bob Marley song. I didn't realize what it was, but then it's just like, you shouldn't be singing this. Or if you do, it should be around a campfire with your friends and not recorded. This is somebody's very
That's
angry
where you
about
get the
this
idea.
Somewhere. Oh, definitely. That's definitely where he got the idea.
Everybody told him he should record it.
It was a very weird thing. Yeah, I listened to a few of the songs, but yeah, that artwork itself was just like Vanilla Ice sings classic hip hop. But should he? Sometimes you just don't want to do the thing. Some people shouldn't draw pictures of Spider-Man. I almost never draw a great Spider-Man when I do. I'm just like, I know I'm going to have to draw those lines eventually, and I don't want to. I'm too lazy for Spider-Man.
Legally, no one should draw Spider-Man.
And legally, it's too much of a pain in the ass. The reason all that stuff comes to the idea stealing comes out, it's all
metaphysically
Disney. It's all come out
everyone
of Disney.
Should just draw their own ideas.
Yeah, just draw whatever.
Draw
like
Spider-Man, but your own version of Spider-Man.
Yeah, I mean, lots of people have Spider-Man. I mean, how many times has Milo been accused of being
Garfield?
I mean, always. And for the longest time, like, I loved Garfield growing up. I based everything on Garfield for the longest time until he was replaced with Raphael, the turtle version of Garfield, as far as I'm concerned, who knows karate. But, and I mean, whenever I keep revising and revising, it was like, I just don't like him yet. I don't like him yet. And then I made this new one, and somebody was like, wow, Milo really looks like Garfield now. And I'm like, no, he doesn't. And this is like the last, the one just before the one that he is now, which was like, yeah, he's a little more Garfield-y. And my backgrounds were just, I started using just bright colors. Like, everything was very pastel-y. And it was just, like, blue. I was like, it's like a Garfield comic now. It's straight up, like, just the colors and the orange and all that stuff. But he still looked like Milo. He's got tiny little eyes. Like he's the inverse of Garfield, if anything. But still, regardless, he's an orange cat. And I mean, there is a Disney orange cat named Milo that gets raped and murdered throughout, you know, an hour and a half of a movie. And
that's not who he's named after.
Yeah, that's not who at all. He's still named after a cartoon character, but not a cat. a little bald child with no legs and arms.
The Oblongs.
Yeah. So.
No, he just had like no hair.
Oh, no, the dad had no. Yeah, he was the most normal. He had one eye, didn't he?
I don't think he had two eyes.
He had two eyes?
He was bald.
He was bald with the... I thought he had something stunted. Crazy with him. Maybe he was just crazy. Anyway, it's been a while.
Maybe he had one eye.
So, I don't know. Everything will eventually be accused of being stealing. Like, I every time you look at an art website of any kind where anybody cares about comics or cartoons, they will always show like, oh, here's the Disney version. Here's the anime version they stole it from. Oh, here's somebody's comic book cover. Here's the Spider-Man issue they stole it from. People just do that all the time. And sometimes it's like, yeah, that's pretty similar. But sometimes when a guy's jumping through the air, he's just jumping through the air. It's, you know, the same as how Batman would. There have been also these how to draw comic books for so long that you go to school now to learn specifically this is the correct way to do it. And some people don't understand. You know, you still figure out your own way. They just go, nope, this is the exact right way. I just draw the Marvel way and nothing else exactly from that book. But stealing, I think, still just comes from the old Disney, all those rumors that would always happen, like a children's hospital painted the Seven Dwarfs on the wall as an art project for the kids, and Disney came in and sued them for $1 million.
Oh, no.
You hear that all the time, you know, if you leave the property with any sketches, even on a napkin, Disney owns it and they'll kill you. So people have just got to this thing where it's like, my ideas are worth a bajillion dollars, but no, only if you make them worth $1 million. And you can make a Trivial Pursuit game in your house, and you could have it for 10 years. Somebody could see it and be like, oh yeah, I'll just make that and mass produce it. Your idea wasn't mass producing. Your idea wasn't making money. Your idea was just making the thing. My idea is I make podcasts about the things I did this week and the things I saw and what confused me and the facts of life. Pun intended. Actually, it wasn't intended, but I liked it. I'm happy. Pun accepted.
I have to go pee.
But this has been another episode of the Curse and Terror Show. Follow your dreams. And oh, yeah, that's what the kid. He was like, I'm not from a family of note, and I'm from like the middle of nowhere. Yeah. So is every single successful person in the world. Go find any person. Find their story of what they started out as. It's always rags to riches, guy. I lived in the middle of nowhere. For all my life, I live
rich.
In the middle of nowhere now on purpose. It doesn't matter. it's the internet.
But you have a dog.
But now I have a dog. Do you have
and
a dog?
A pool.
Get on the internet. And there's like, even if
you and
like,
a trampoline.
Yeah, I don't have a trampoline.
You do have a trampoline.
Oh, actually, I do have a trampoline. It's not like a big factor. You have a trampoline. You have an exercise trampoline. Not a crazy action fun time trampoline, although you have crazy fun on it.
It is action packed.
Yeah, so all of that stuff where, I don't know, I realized watching the news or something where somebody was complaining about how hard life is and blah, 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 government's keeping me down like we always do, and everybody does. But realistically, I came from Cape Breton, a town where when I go home...
Really, the government's 90% keeping of the people, you up?
Yeah, they're like every... Oh, definitely up at night. But every time I've gone to a government institution and just be like, I don't know what's happening, they're usually pretty helpful. The only time they're not helpful is on the phone because... Those
no
people are dead inside. Yeah, nobody. That doesn't exist. When you can't see anybody, nobody cares. It's like harassing people on the internet and smashing your phone on the floor. Like Tara just did.
Oh, no.
All right, we're going to do some phone repairs. This has been the Curtis and Tara Show. CurtisandTaraShow.com. Don't be afraid to follow your dreams. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, ideas for skits or improvs to do, tricks we should do with Burke. He's just playing dead right now. We'll have to go give him a treat. And... yeah, just send those to the Facebook or any of those things, and we'll get back to you. What is your thing you've always wanted to do? Let me know, and then I'll give you advice on how to get there, or mostly the advice
Leave
will
us
be,
a comment
just do it.
iTunes.
Yes, oh my God, that is the best thing, and Tara will send you something free in the mail.
Promise. Let's get Girl Guides on her.
We promise on a box of Girl Guides.
I promise. On my honor to do my best. To do my duty to God and my queen of my country.
Is that really what it is, or are you just making it up?
I don't make shit up.
You don't.
It's facts of life, bitch.